Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
As well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, I just want to start the show off with this. We're going to get to a bunch of issues in just a moment here, but again, just attacking this non-spiritual, professed Christianity in this country, I'm absolutely amazed. And you don't see this comment that I'm going to make to you more than in the professed church. I just seen a post where a guy said, I learned long ago that pride and arrogance of just one man often brings division among many men. Wait a second. Okay, it brings division among many men. Wait a second. If he's born of the Spirit of God, there is a truth that divides. Because if you look at one of our friends, he'd actually said this. He said, it is better to be divided by the truth than to be united in error. It is better to speak the truth that hurts than heals, than falsehood that comforts and then kills. He's right, because it's all it all piggybacks exactly what the Christ said, our big brother, our Lord, our King. Matthew 10:34 tells us, think not that I come to send peace on earth. I come not to send peace, but a sword. And that's in righteousness, right? Also, when you look at Luke 12:51, it says, suppose you that I have come to give peace on earth, I tell you no. But rather division. See, friends, the American church teaches that the truth doesn't divide. It does divide, and it also unifies, but in the spirit, read Ephesians 4:1. Now, let me go back to this because of this quote, okay? Again, equating this not to my friend who posted it, but to the point that I'm making scripturally. This person said, I learned long ago that pride and arrogance of just one man often brings division among many men. Wait a second. Yeah, but that's the works of the flesh, not the spirit. And then, so what I do is I look down and I look at the quotes. One guy said, amen. Another guy said, it is the counterfeit of the unifying contagion of brave men. Okay, but we got to hold it into context, holding to scripture. Another person said, so true. Another person said, humility is unfortunately a rare trait among Christians who would be activists in the government and political arenas. Wait a second. Holiness without humility is pride. Lord, help us, one said. Wait a second. Now, I got a question for you, because I want to know what Bible these people that are responding to this quote read. Because was it pride when David went out onto the battlefield when Saul did nothing in response to Goliath? Well, according to 1 Samuel 17, Eliab, his brother, said, David, we know your pride. And David turned and said, wait a second, is there not a cause? It's pride because I'm coming out and facing off with the enemies that you fear to take on? Well, that's what he said to him. Let me ask you another thing. Was it pride in Exodus 5:1 when Moses was commanded by God? By the way, Moses was the meekest man alive. That is humility. Humility is power under control. Moses, the meekest man alive, was appointed and commanded by God to go to the face of Pharaoh and square off with him and tell Pharaoh by the commandment of the Lord to let his people go. Did Moses lack humility? Did David lack humility? Have you taken the time to read Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, friends? And understanding how much time the Lord took in giving law to the proud and grace to the humble? In rebuking the Pharisees? Read Matthew 23. I mean, look at the law and the prophets. Oh my goodness, that's what they were sent to do. So here, let me give it to you. Let's take the prophets that were called by God to confront the disobedient church. Notice it was the disobedient church that were telling the prophets that they lacked humility, when in fact the person and the people that the prophets were sent to were the ones that in fact lacked humility because they didn't repent. Right? And the prophet's message was from heaven in his heart by the Holy Ghost and telling them to repent or else. Which one lacked humility, friends? Those that went on their sin or those that were rebuking them and telling them that their sin is before God and they are found out? Numbers 32:23. I see this all the time. And I want to tell you something, folks. When you see people talk in such a fashion, I just want you to rest assured that when they say, well, where's the humility? Where's the humility? Wait a second. If I'm calling you out according to the Word of God and showing you and bringing forth the reason your transgressions, your sins before God, Acts 20, verse 21, and showing you your sin before God and that the message is repent for the kingdom of heaven is at hand, I'm not the one that lacks humility. You are when you stand up and turn on those people that love you enough, that are faithful witnesses, that want to deliver your soul, you are the one that lacks humility. And again, people don't understand this, and why? Because they don't read Scripture. I see this word play amongst professors all day long. And I want to say this too. It was Charles Spurgeon that rightly said that it is mean-spirited men and cowards of men that call the bold in heart of Christ for their lack of humility. He's exactly right. They lack humility. And what do? They turn on those that are bold in Christ and proclaiming the message, and they have the audacity to say that they lack humility in the face of God. No, folks, they don't have the Spirit of Christ. I just want to make clear that you understand this. Humility is this. For God resisteth the proud and giveth grace to the humble. This is in 1 Peter 5:5. Listen to what Finney said about humility really quick. Humility is spoken of as if it consisted in a deep sense of unworthiness. Hang on a second. I'm having a hard time reading this because it's that small. But he said, humility is spoken of as if it is consisted of in a deep sense of unworthiness, whereas it consists in no such thing. If humility consisted in a sense of unworthiness, the devil might be humble and doubtless are. If this is humility, convicted sinners might also be humble and doubtless are. If this is humility, I scarcely ever in my life heard a minister speak of humility as if it had any definitely developed idea of what it is. Humility must consist in a willingness to be known and appreciated according to our real character. And I see this false sense of humility all day long in the professed church. And I want to tell you something, folks. They have no idea what humility is in any sense of the word. Humility, again, meekness, again, is found in power under control. Dead men quickened by the Holy Ghost, that we might be found faithful witnesses and witnesses of the resurrection. Read 1 Corinthians 15 when you get a moment. Read the whole chapter. It's fantastic. We'll be right back on the other side.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on sonsoflibertymedia.com.
So you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show, maybe even for years now, and can think of so many others you wish could hear the message too. but you don't know quite how to reach them or where to begin. Well, this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's a lot easier than what you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for all those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to make a difference in their own lives and their own communities right now. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747, and start making a difference in your world today.
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day, and we don't waste your time with fluff. Here's a real 48-page printed newspaper that is not fair and balanced as defined by the mainstream media. Instead, we tell you the truth you need to know. Check us out and email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
So, I think people, again, you have the carnal mind, which is enmity with God. They're always warning against those that are in the spirit. And I see it all the time. And I'll tell you what, for the most reason, that I have no partaking with what I see out there. I mean, folks, we're having church every day here. We're out preaching all over the country constantly. I'm not going to sit there and listen to that nonsense. And it's like those that talk much of humility, they're the ones that lack it the most. And they have no idea what it is. And furthermore, if you look at the fruit of those that talk about others that lack humility, what is the fruit of those men? What is the fruit of those cowards? What is the fruit of those spiritless men? Absolutely nothing. They just go around and talk about other people that are actually doing something under the authority of God in true humility. Again, folks, we need to make a distinction concerning that which is of the spirit and that which is of the flesh, John 3:6, because there's a lot of this nonsense going on, believe me. I wanted to show you this really quick. We'll just knock these off, and then we'll get to the main topic, which is they are still pushing it, the fraud of ADHD. It does not exist. I didn't say that. The founder of ADHD said on his deathbed it was a complete fraud. Okay, but yet the mainstream media is pushing the big pharmaceutical companies, every commercial on your television sets across the country, telling you to go get your fix from the big pharma. And we'll get to that in just a moment. But I want you to see this. ICE official rips New York City police shielding police beating immigrants or beating migrants from deportation. Okay, this guy right here, this migrant was wanted for homicide, convicted child predator. He was arrested at the border. Okay, this is the kind of people that your federal government and state governments are drawing into the country. Well, I'm not done there. DailyCaller.com just highlighted the fact that illegal immigrants admits past terrorism ties after crossing border. Folks, again, these people hate your guts. Let's go to the next one. I highlighted the fact that we have 7 teenage Egyptian migrants arrested after 13-year-old girl gang raped in front of her boyfriend. Well, that was in a different country. I hope I can say that I can trust that the men in this country are not going to stand down in the face of these crimes of these illegals coming into this country. But what worries me about that is they've already allowed the crimes of federal and state government to allure them into the United States. Okay? So if we're going to allow them to do the first thing, rest assured they're going to do the second thing. But I can tell you right now on my watch, friends, that just ain't going to happen. You know, one of the things that begs the question concerning all these illegals that are coming in, right, this invasion that we're told of by the mainstream media, distracting, using that too, by the way, as a distraction from what they are in fact doing. See, they create the crisis and then they create another bill and tell us that they need the money. And if you don't do that, like Schumer said last week, we're gonna send your kids to war. Yeah, you're a funny guy, dude. You're a real funny guy. Ain't gonna happen here, dog. And I mean what I say. But I want you to understand, folks, they create the problem, and then they tell you, you better give them more money, and if you don't, your kids are going to war. But did you pay attention to what was in the bill when they were asking for more money? Guess what they're doing? As your borders are open on the northern, southern borders, as you are surrounded by Russians and Chinese, I want you to contemplate the fact that, friends, again, I want you to contemplate the fact that during this time, that money that they want from you is going over to other countries. They're stealing your tax dollars away, and they're giving it to other countries, our sworn enemies. Our sworn enemies. Again, so you are not taken back. But going back to what I just brought up, isn't it interesting, friends, that when you look at all these people that are allegedly coming into and through the borders right now, have you ever noticed that they're foreigners that are on border patrol? I've noticed that. Well, you say, well, Bradley, is this factual or are you just speculating? No, I'm not speculating. As a matter of fact, I want you to watch this piece because apparently this woman had the internal, or I'm sorry, the intestinal fortitude to ask real questions concerning who the border patrol agents are. You ready for this? Here, check this out, folks.
Tell me, are a majority of Border Patrol agents white or Hispanic?
Ma'am, my understanding is the majority of Border Patrol agents are Hispanic. And as I've stated earlier, most of them are...
Majority of the Border Patrol agents are Hispanic.
Migrants themselves.
I will close with this.
I'm going to play this one more time.
White supremacy history in this country. Clearly, it's an illegal immigration one. I thank you guys for your service, and please tell your counterparts, God bless.
I'm going to play it again. Let it go.
Please tell me, are a majority of Border Patrol agents white or Hispanic?
Ma'am, my understanding is the majority of Border Patrol agents are Hispanic. And as I've stated earlier, most of them are either first-generation migrants or migrants themselves.
I will close with this. Clearly, we don't have a white supremacy history in this country. Clearly, it's an illegal immigration one. I thank you guys for your service, and please tell your counterparts, God bless them. Thank you.
Okay, so you're finding out now that a majority of them are foreigners or they're first-generation migrants or they're migrants themselves. Don't tell me that wasn't all appointed. Hey, folks, I want to just kind of sit you down for a moment because I want you to contemplate that all things are in the power and in the hand of the Lord. I mean, the heavens are His. The earth is His. Men are His servants, regardless if they're good, bad, or ugly. It matters not. The bad guys are not having their way. I just want to make clear everybody understands this. The bad guys, those that think that they're having their way over the majority of the American people, they are not having their way. They're more deceived than the people that they're being used by the Lord to chastise and judge. Okay? I just want to make clear. At the end of the day, through all of this, nobody wins except the Lord. And it was our choice if we wanted to disobey or if we wanted to obey. Deuteronomy 30:19, I call heaven and earth to record this day against you that I set before you life and death, both blessing and cursings. Therefore, choose life that both you and your seed may live. If you don't want to keep the commandments, you're not going to live, Proverbs 7:2. You're going to fall to the curses, Deuteronomy 28, verse 63. They're all throughout the Testament. This is what's going to happen when you love me, and out of your love for me, you obey me. This is what's going to happen if you hate me, he says, and disobey me. Okay, there is no in-betweenites. And again, keep in mind, Nebuchadnezzar, he was the guy, he was a bad guy, right? And the Lord called him his servant to judge his people. And at the end of judging his people, Nebuchadnezzar was judged himself. Okay? So we're all going to have to go through that straight and narrow, either to eternal life or either that or eternal damnation. There's no in-betweenites. Again, I want to make clear that you understand what's going on, because don't give the enemy too much credit because they think that they're in control right now. Oh, and I wanted to highlight this too. We have a friend, I haven't talked to her in some time now, and she runs Act for America, and she is highlighting right now what is going on concerning the illegals that are coming into this country. And I'm talking about Bridget Gabrielle. And she did an article most recently, so you can understand how this is happening. Remember how I always told you that the government, when they need a favor, they'll just call all these corporations in? Well, that's what's happening with the airlines. And she put out an article, basically, ActForAmerica.com, stop airlines from aiding Biden's border invasion. And I'm just going to take out Biden's border invasion. It's not Biden's. It's the American people allowing this treasonous individual in the People's White House to commit the act of treason against them. But it's the airlines that are bringing them to and fro throughout the United States of America. It's the airlines that are bringing them into cities across the country. And it's not just Delta that's doing it, folks. There are other airlines that are going along with this. We've already seen how corrupt Delta is. We've already seen how corrupt United is, and these other airlines that are just going right along with it. Why are they just going along with it? Because I can guarantee you, friends, and I'm sure there's people that can get on the show and tell us more than what I know about it right now. They're extorting. I guarantee you the government comes in and says, you don't have to pay these taxes, but if we need a favor and we want to begin to push an agenda, you're going to have to push it along with us. Well, the CEO says, oh my goodness, you're going to save us billions. We'll do that. And then what happens, they call the favor in. And then the government comes in and asserts more authority than the CEO originally submitted to. Okay, and then they find themselves in a situation where they want the, where they wish they want to put themselves into, but they did it anyways. Well, it's the destruction of the country, okay? Because what you're seeing right now across the board, I just showed you this yesterday again, all of those that are put up in front of your faces, political, well, saviors, that's really what it is, political idolatry. I'm telling you right now, every one of them is set to sell you out. Every single one that was proposed to you by the mainstream media. Again, don't forget about the other thousand that they want you to forget about. Go to Ballotpedia and you'll find out exactly what I'm talking about. There's over 1,000 other presidential contenders shooting for the White House and running for the White House. And again, you have not heard one word from a one of them outside of the ones that they wanted you to hear from. Americans, this is where all the deception takes place. This is where it all takes place. You heard during the break, folks, when they were teeing up the show, how they were, it was all football talk and Super Bowl talk, as if that takes precedent over the corruption that takes place in the Church of America and in the government in America. Absolutely not, but that's what they're doing to distract you from what matters the most. And what we want to do here on the Sons of Liberty Radio.com and Sons of Liberty Media.com is bring your attention back to what matters the most. We'll be right back. Sons of Liberty Media.com, Sons of Liberty Radio.com.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S. USA News Update. The much-anticipated border security and foreign aid deal in the U.S. Senate has failed, despite earlier optimism. Republican senators opposed to the measures said it does not go far enough to deter illegal border crossers from coming to the U.S. in the first place. Democratic Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer reportedly intends to try and pass the foreign aid package for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan separately. Proclaiming himself as pro-life Spider-Man, one man descended the Las Vegas Sphere to gather funds for a pregnant woman on Wednesday.
Hey guys, I'm here on top of the Sphere. I guess they're going to make me go through the top.
Climber Madison DeChamps shared footage on his Instagram account. The stunt tied up traffic in the streets below and the strip for quite a while. It was not DeChamps' first daring feat, though. He executed a comparable stunt in Phoenix during last year's Super Bowl. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
So the other day we were doing the show, and welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. We were doing the show, and all of a sudden we heard ADHD again. And I know when I get those little jump starts, it's like the Lord lights my fuse, and it's like, okay, don't forget that. I got to cover that again. And it's interesting how the big pharmaceutical companies, and if you didn't know, it was the Bushes that opened the onslaught of big pharma on the people. I'm talking about George Bush Sr. And what's interesting about it is they keep pushing this. You notice how it's always some new disease, and the big pharma has the answer for you. They create the problem. They bring in the resolve, right? Well, that applies to all of the games they play. And I'm here to tell you right now that ADHD is a complete fraud. They're using dangerous psychotropic drugs, and the pharmaceutical companies are making hundreds of millions of dollars on a daily basis off the ignorance of those that are putting themselves or their children onto these drugs. Now, I want to say this too. I'm not a doctor, but I am here to give you the results. And I am here also to tell you exactly what the father of the ADHD said. Now, before I do that, I'll post and I'll append this article onto the comment section at the bottom of the Rumble channel when I get done with this, just so you know it's there. And I want you to share this along with the video. Listen to this. This was actually Leon Eisenberg. Bradley didn't say it. Leon Eisenberg, who made a luxurious living off of his fictitious disease, he said, thanks to pharmaceutical sales. Coincidentally, he received the Rouen Prize for Child and Adolescent Psychiatry Research, and he's been a leader in child psychiatric for more than 40 years through his work in the pharmacist trials, research, teachings, and social policy, and for his theories of autism and social media. Isn't it interesting how when I'm telling you what the creator of ADHD said, Leon Eisenberg, when he said ADHD is a prime example of a fictitious disease, it doesn't exist, we created it, we made it, we contrived it every step of the way out of thin air, and we told you, you better put your kids or you better put yourselves on ADHD, on these drugs because of the attention deficit issues that you have. And I'm here to tell you from doing 365 high schools from across the country, friends, that the 365 high schools, the students that I've seen, which has been literally hundreds of thousands of students and all of those students in all those schools together, those kids don't need pharmaceutical drugs. They don't need dangerous psychotropic drugs. They need their parents. That's all. They need their parents. That's all. Okay? The person that has ADHD is not the kid. It's the parent. I mean, the kid's raised up under the television set, and then the parent wonders why the kid acts the way that he does. Furthermore, speaking of which, isn't it interesting? Super Size Me, remember that documentary Super Size Me that came out as an expose concerning all of the garbage in the ingredients that were in McDonald's food? This is in the early 2000s, I'm guessing, but I'm pretty sure. And I've seen it several times. Well, throughout that documentary, what they did is they found that kids that had ADHD, said they, or the troubled kids, they took them and they threw them into special schools because they were the problem kids. Well, 9 times out of 10, their parents weren't around. 9 times out of 10, the parents were the problem. And what was interesting, and this is what I want to highlight, is what they did is they got rid of all of the sugar during lunchtime, and they took all the pop machines out of that school, and they said within 1 week, the students, they had a whole different student body within 1 week. You can go ahead and watch that. It's called Super Size Me. It's available online, just so you understand. But the big pharma, in contrast, they want to drive all the sugar everywhere you go. It's gas stations, the grocery store, a restaurant, a fast food restaurant. It's candy everywhere. There's nothing being sold to the people that's healthy. It's loaded with sugar. Now, when it comes to the kids, again, what they want to do is they want to throw them into public school. Kid goes into the school. The said nurse is actually incentivized to find these troubled kids so that they can come back and tell the parents that the kid needs to be put on some dangerous psychotropic drug. Again, for a disease that does not exist. I love being right, folks. Call that what you want to call it. I call it absolute ignorance. When we never had these problems before up until the 80s, when George Bush opened the floodgate of the pharmaceutical companies to go in and attack you and your family. How come we didn't have those issues before the 80s? I'm curious. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, go to the top left side of the page. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, go to the left top side of the page, subscribe there. Also, go over to BeforeIt'sNews.com, BeforeIt'sNews.com, and you can watch us live. Please share these videos. Because I am waiting for people to wake up and understand how they're being played. Now, let me just get to this. If you call in, I'll take you up. ADHD is a prime example of a fictitious disease. Leon Eisenberg said that. I didn't say that. Leon Eisenberg, the one that created this fictitious disease and made millions of dollars, probably billions of dollars, off this fictitious disease, he is now understanding what Scripture means when it says that riches profit not in the day of wrath. He sold his soul so he could make a lot of money off his fictitious disease. And the problem isn't so much as Leon Eisenberg not being held accountable by the people that he sold it to. That's the problem. It's interesting that Leon Eisenberg also equated and admitted that this fictitious disease called ADHD were his theories. They were his theories. The medical industry is using the guise of helping children to depersonalize and disconnect our children from a healthy, normal upbringing. And parents are placing their children on these drugs and subjecting to them to what the world has to offer, when in fact all these children are looking for is their parents, as I said earlier. Did you know that 1 out of 10 boys among 10 years old takes medications for ADHD, a fictitious disease, on a daily basis? And they give them more with increasing tendencies. And with the help of what they call teen screen surveys in public schools, they are attempting to set up the children in public schools for the fall. That's exactly what they are. American psychologist Lisa Cosgrove and others reveal the facts in their study that financial ties between DSM-4 and panel members and the pharmaceutical industry, they found that of the 170 DSM panel members, that 56% had one or more financial associations with companies in the pharmaceutical companies. Folks, it's absolutely amazing how, you know, money is not the root of evil. It's the love of money that's the root of all evil. It is amazing to me how many people go to sleep at night, honestly, knowing how they're making a living, how they're deceiving the people. You're going to answer for all of this, for every idle word, for every idle thought, for every idle deed. Read Ecclesiastes 12, 13. This is the whole of the matter, that we keep his commandments. And we're going to have to answer for every secret thing that we have done and everything that we have done known to mankind. There are people that want to dare the justice of God, and they are without, let me say this, they are without excuse. They are, absolutely. Off this fictitious disease, they're reaping major benefits. For example, the assistant director of the pediatric unit at Massachusetts General Hospital and associate professor of psychiatry at Harvard Medical School received $1 million in earnings from drug companies between 2000 and 2007. That's just what was divulged or made known. Mark Andre Gagnon and Joel Lexgen, a longtime researcher of pharmaceutical promotions, performed a study which shows that the U.S. pharmaceutical industry, listen carefully, spent 24.4% of the sales dollars on promoting the drug versus the 13.4% for research and development. Is it about the people? No, it's about their gains. It's about their profits. You look at the medical industry, folks. You're going to find this continuously. You're going to see the same reoccurring theme. False stats, false findings. I mean, the list goes on. You were here over the last 3 and 4 years concerning the experimental jabs. Now you see the proof of it. And how many times have they been called out, the pharmaceutical companies, for promoting the drug with actually going through all the studies to see if they're safe? Well, we now know the truth of the matter. So what we find is that almost twice as much money on pushing their drugs on the people than research, again, to make sure that it's safe for the people. I honestly, before the Lord, I don't understand that. Hey, folks, if I owe somebody a nickel, it will drive me to no end until I make that right. I'm not kidding you. That's a blessing, not a curse. Most people look at that as a curse. It's not a curse. It's a blessing, because the Lord is blessing through you. Because out of you flow the blessings to the people. We're called to be ambassadors. We're yielded vessels for the Lord to continuously bless people. Right? It's better to give than it is to receive. Well, no, these people want to take. And what they have to do is they have to premise everything they do in a fiend manner under false pretenses and lying to the people to steal their money away, regardless if it's your kids or yourselves or not. This is absolutely ridiculous. Hey, folks, again, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Father of ADHD calls himself a liar. His name is Leon Eisenberg. It was. He said ADHD is a prime example of a fictitious disease. We'll be right back. I'm going to start hitting what's on the back of the black boxes right after this commercial.
Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hello, my name is Dan. Hearing Bradley Dean speak for the very first time rocked my world. He preaches in the bold, uncompromising style of John the Baptist, bringing inspiring message of clarity, conviction, holiness, hope, and healing. He awakens the spiritual warrior and the true believer while bringing encouragement to the weary soul. God bless you, brother.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. That's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Okay, welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. There it is right there. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and try to post this really quick, and then we'll get back to the main topic. We were just talking about this a couple minutes ago, and I want you to see for yourself as to what I've been talking about for 25 years, okay? Again, we'll see where the Lord's at in all this, friends, but tell me the leading of the Holy Ghost is not in play here. How many times have I told you that what's happening, friends, as you are being distracted, what's happening, politicians in the mainstream media are creating domestic insurrection to create civil war. And at the end of the day, friends, what's going to happen is you go ahead and mark my words, write it down. You're going to be whacked from Russia and you're going to be whacked from China. And the fact of the matter is right now you are seeing a 900% increase of Chinese nationalists coming into America. You see what they're doing in Michigan right now. They're trying to basically set up a plant right in the heart of America. Okay, you see all the inner workings of your politicians, like that of Mitch McConnell, and the list goes on, who are indebted to the communists, the Chinese. As a matter of fact, he has an affinity with the Chinese through his wife, where he married into the Chinese. As a matter of fact, he's the same guy that was busted trafficking cocaine in for his political advantages through his father-in-law's ships called the Ping Mei. Of course, the mainstream media hid all that information from you. But again, this just popped up. Somebody just sent this to me, and I want you to see it. It's that important, and then we'll get back to the main topic. And as I said during the break, we have to go a little bit longer today. We will do that. But I do want you to understand, this isn't a game. While the mainstream media is trying to distract you and get your eyes off on some football game, the Super Bowl, and Taylor Swift and all that other nonsense, friends, that's all there to distract you from what, in fact, is happening today. Matter of fact, I want to go ahead and prove that right now. Watch this.
Afford to pay $35,000 a head to the Mexican cartels to bring them in. But among them are packs of males of between 5 and 15 who are of military age, not coming with family groups, pretending not to speak English, and engaging in Chinese military rituals like drinking blood. A border section patrol chief said that some of them are known to have Chinese military affiliations. So clearly these are saboteurs coming into America.
Saboteurs.
To wage war on the United States on the first day that there is war in Asia.
That is just drinking blood? Is that what you just said?
Yes. One of the Chinese military rituals is to slaughter an animal, in this case, chickens. Michael Yan, a war correspondent, has seen this. And they basically, they drink the blood. And this was done in a hotel in Panama after they crossed the Darien Gap from Colombia. So we know that these are Chinese military coming into our country.
Unbelievable.
So we know that it is the Chinese military coming into America. Again, I just want to say, folks, the Lord has been very faithful on this front to warn people concerning what was coming. I care not if people laugh. I care not if they mock me. I care not if they say I'm being arrogant or I lack humility or whatever the case is, folks. The bottom line is if you look, and as a matter of fact, I'm just going to go there since we're talking about it, and we will run over into the next hour if need be. I'm going to go over to James 5 really quick, and I want you to listen carefully concerning the gift. I'm not claiming to be anything, okay? Just concerning the gift. Be patient, therefore, brethren, unto the coming of the Lord. Behold, the husbandman waiteth for the precious fruit of the earth, and hath long patience for it until he received the early and latter rain. Be ye also patient, establish your hearts, for the coming of the Lord draweth nigh. Okay? Now that's what he says, and then what I want you to see here, friends, is continue down to verse 11 in James 5. It says, behold, we count them happy which endure. You have heard of the patience of Job, and have seen the end of the Lord, that the Lord is very pitiful and of tender mercy. And what is he talking about right there, friends, is the fact that when you hold for the gift is in operation, and when you begin to project the word, as you're yielded to project the word by the power of the Holy Ghost, what happens? Well, he gives it, and people can respond, and a great example of that is even the book of Noah, Noah in the book of Genesis, where, you know, he warned the people concerning the flood that was coming, and they laughed, and they mocked, and then all of a sudden it rained, and they went inside of the ark, and it wasn't funny anymore, and everything that had breath died. Okay, and only 8 souls were saved. Also, go down to verse 17. It says this: Elijah was a man subject to the like passions as we are. He prayed earnestly that it might not rain, and it rained not on the earth by the space of 3 years and 6 months. And he prayed again, and the heaven gave rain, and the earth brought forth fruit. Okay, and what I'm talking about here, and I'm highlighting, folks, the patience of it. I mean, if you look at some, even in the New Testament, you look at some of the prophets like Agabus. He would prophesy something that didn't even come to pass in his own life. It came to pass in another life. And you see that continuously throughout the Old Testament. And that's why it was so important to have scribes during that particular time. And the scribes were those that kept record of what the prophets said. And what came to pass was recorded. And it's just one of those deals. We're seeing in a very short window concerning this ministry and the time that we're in. in the present where it comes out. It's like, okay, there's the manifestation of it. It's like, okay, this is pretty cool how this is working. And I also want to say this to those that think the gift of prophecy, a lot of times people are prophesying in part and they know in part, and the gifts are still in operation. The problem is there's too many weirdos prophesying from their own wicked hearts, understanding that the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? Well, they go ahead and they prophesy from their own imaginations. The Lord says, I didn't send them. No, and if you look at the prophets, folks, you'll see that the prophets were very much, they were back watchers. Read Luke 13:34. They were back watchers. They are protectors. But if you don't want to listen to those protectors, well, this is what's going to happen. And think about it. The people killed the prophets for trying to save their own lives. It's incredible. But also go over to 1 Corinthians 12 where it talks about as well how the giftings were given, that we might not serve dumb idols. And that is the difference of a man that's born of the Spirit of God and one that is not. And furthermore, if you ever hear anybody talking about how the gifts of the Spirit do not apply today, I got a book I'm writing for you right now. And you need to read it, because then I must be doing something wrong, and so must the Lord. And of course, I'm speaking as a man because I'm not that foolish to blame him. In fact, he's the one that said he never changed. But yet men change God. I'm thinking of Malachi 3:6, thinking of Hebrews 13:8. Cross-check everything I'm telling you, folks. The gifts are very much still in play. There's just far and few between that are the real deal, and they're hard to find. And they're telling you what you need to hear rather than what it is that you want to hear. Okay? They're reproving, they're correcting, they're instructing, they're warning of what's coming down the road. And a lot of times, unbeknownst to them, because they're prophesying in part, and they know in part. They can't give you the whole picture. The Lord just gives you enough. It's like a puzzle. It's like you have a hundred piece puzzle, and He just puts it together in His time. And sometimes you see the whole of it, and sometimes you don't. And that's just where we're at today. But we can clearly understand where America's at today, and America is in trouble. America needs to repent. So, with that said, let's go back to the father of the ADHD calling himself a liar and a fictitious disease, he said. And his name was Leon Eisenberg. Again, cross-check everything I'm telling you, folks. It's important that you do. Don't take my word for it. Take the Lord's word for it and do your own due diligence. Okay? Now, let's go back down to the black boxes concerning these antidepressants that the big pharmaceutical companies are selling to the people and with only a 13.4% research and development up against that of 24.4% in marketing. In other words, they don't care about you. They care about the almighty dollar, which is only temporary. I mean, these people act like there's a luggage rack on top of the hearse. No, there isn't. Paul said one thing's for certain. He came into the world naked, and he's going to leave the world naked. And he did. People, get out of your delusional state. Lord, give us a heavier anointing. Isaiah 10:27 to break the yoke of bondage. Isaiah, and I'm thinking of Acts 26, verse 18, where you turn then from darkness to light, from the power of Satan to the power of God, granting godly repentance to those people that are blinded by their own sin, for goodness sake, folks. So let's get over to this. The hardest thing about ministry is people. I love people. But ministry is bittersweet. It really is. And what's the hardest thing, at least for me in this ministry, is when people don't get it. It's like it's as plain as the nose on your face. Well, to some people, they don't get it. But what I find more than not is they don't want to get it. They love their sin more than they love Christ. And yet they say that they belong to Christ. That's how deceived they are. Okay? Okay, so if you read the antidepressant black box warning for yourselves, this is what it says, and I'm going to end the show with this, and then, guys, I'm going to hold over for another segment, okay? Confusions on the black box of these antidepressants, that's the side effect. Depersonalization is an adverse side effect. Hostility is an adverse side effect. Hallucinations is an adverse side effect. Manic reactions is an adverse side effect. Suicide ideation, loss of consciousness, delusions, feeling drunk, alcohol abuse, and homicidal ideation. Folks, just hold up with me for one moment, and we're going to come right back in just one second here.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.